Presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. held a rally Saturday in West Des Moines, during which he called the political polarization in America toxic.
We need to start looking at each other and seeing Americans who are concerned, who love our country, and we need to give them the capacity to love our country without hating each other.
Kennedy's campaign reportedly gathered nearly 700 signatures from Iowans from more than 35 counties, more than enough to qualify for the general election ballot. You're listening to Radio Iowa.
Something big is back in Iowa. It's Monopoly Scratch and Instaplay tickets from the Iowa Lottery. Play Monopoly Scratch tickets and win up to $50,000 instantly. Or try for a rolling progressive jackpot with Monopoly Instaplay. Plus, you could win one of 15 $10,000 second chance prizes in the VIP club. Don't miss your chance to win big. Play today.
Woohoo!
Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro. See complete rules and details at ialottery.com/VIP.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic, good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Alevo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Well, good morning once again. Mike Vandy here with your hometown radio news update on your Monday morning. Right now, our current news time, just about 7:12. Also, 45 degrees, a little bit of sunshine here in downtown Algona. We'll have a full look at your weather forecast at the tail end of this newscast. In the news for this hour, Algona City Council got a busy day ahead of them as they'll have a joint meeting today at 4:15 with the Parks and Rec Commission. They'll go over the park development of the former site at the Ronald Peck auction. They'll go through their planning process, and they'll also look at a map as it pertains to what they're going to do. They'll also go over some other Parks and Rec Department updates and other business. And then at 5 o'clock this evening, Algona City Council is going to have their regular meeting as they'll go over a public hearing, a couple of public hearings actually, one regarding their proposed fiscal year budget ahead of them, and also they'll look over an issuance of their sanitary sewer revenue capital loan debt. Again, those public hearings set for tonight. A couple of new business items to mention as well. They'll go over amending their city code for vehicles and traffic. They'll also go over a resolution to authorize a loan agreement as well. And they'll have a look at setting their public hearing for their proposed fiscal year 2023-2024 budget amendment. That's all set for this evening. Again, the Algona City Council, they'll have a joint meeting at 4:15 with the Parks and Rec Commission, and their regular council meeting set for 5 o'clock. Other news this hour, area business leaders are invited to attend an informational session Thursday morning at the Teets Entrepreneurial Center on the Algona campus of the Iowa Lakes Community College. Shelley Brown serves as the coordinator for the Teets Center. She tells KLGA News that they're currently accepting registration for this roundtable discussion event.
Several different economic organizations within the Algona community are joining together to provide a high-level overview of some of our strategic initiatives and then to gather together with businesses and invite their thoughts and feedback on some of their challenges in the workforce and to kind of brainstorm ideas for potential solutions.
Brown says they're hoping for a good turnout on Thursday morning.
Really looking for business owners, managers, HR directors, as well as communication managers to attend this session and then take that information back to their organizations.
Brown says they haven't held an event like this before.
This is our first session of this nature, and we're hoping that it's a really positive outcome, and that way we can look forward in the future years to see if this is something that we could make into an annual event.
The forum will run from 7:30 a.m. until 9 a.m. on Thursday at the Teets Entrepreneurial Center. The discussion will be led by representatives from the Algona Chamber of Commerce, the Algona Area Economic Development, the City of Algona, and Algona Municipal Utilities. If you would like more information or to register, you can call the Chamber office at 295-7201. Other news this hour, supply chain experts say that the bridge collapse that closed the Port of Baltimore last month likely will not have a major impact on Midwestern manufacturers, even though it could end, it could be the end of May before the port reopens. Now, Frank Montalban, a professor of supply chain management at Iowa State University, says that farmers buying equipment could see some cost increases related to the collapse, but the average consumer likely won't as firms adjust their supply chains.
That gets the idea, again, of resiliency. Can you deal with some sort of shock? Some companies are great at it and have figured that out very well. Some companies, for whatever reason, just they don't want to take the time and energy to be ready for that.
Henrik Sternberg, also a professor at the Iowa State University, says that domestic impact from the collapse will be small, but overseas may be a different story.
What this means is that the lead time to the overseas customers will get roughly three times longer. And with a longer lead time, then for some time, the products will be less competitive.
The Maryland port moved nearly $81 billion in foreign-bound cargo last year, part of which came from major ag equipment manufacturers like CNH Industrial and John Deere. Replacing the bridge itself may cost $400 million and take several years to complete. We'll take our first break of this newscast. More news on the way.
Come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center. Let our local team of caregivers get you on the fast track to recovery through a wide range of recovery services. Are you a student athlete? Our experienced physical therapy team is ready to get you back in the game. Have you had a procedure done in an out-of-town facility? Come home to recover at KRHC. With swing bed or skilled nursing care, our patients enjoy personalized care in private, up-to-date hospital rooms. Our occupational therapy team is equipped for your recovery. Working with a wide range of patients, this team will help you get back to the task of daily living. If you prefer the comfort of your own home, our home health staff is here to help. With the option of bringing skilled nursing care, therapy, and aid services right to your door, recovering safely in your own home has never been easier. Our team of caregivers works together to provide the best possible care for our patients. Get the care you deserve and come home to recover at Kossuth Regional Health Center.
Kossuth Regional Health Center, your home for health care.
Back on Hometown Radio, KLJ, for more Hometown Radio news. Again, I'm Mike Fandy reporting. The Iowa legislature has unanimously voted to let cities limit the hours of strip clubs that do not serve alcohol if officials determine the club's a threat to public safety. It's a similar law that passed last year that let cities crack down on bars that are the frequent site of fights, assaults, and gunfire. Now, Representative Mike Vandren is from Davenport, one of the cities that lobbied for this legislation.
Bottom line, this comes to us through law enforcement. This is something they've asked for, and this will be of great assistance to them as they continue to make our streets safer.
Senator Tony Bisignano of Des Moines backs the bill, suggests that legislators should eventually expand the law to apply to all businesses that are the threat to public safety.
And we're seeing around the country people shooting people at music venues. And if it has repetition to where it has monthly events, and in two or three different events they have the same situation, the community ought to be able to deal with that as a public nuisance.
Under the bill, the attorney for a city or county could seek a court order that would force a strip club to close at 10 p.m. Other sanctions would be possible after a trial. Iowa DNR spokesman Peter Hildreth says the annual walleye collection was a successful one.
The goal is to collect enough fish to hatch 154.8 million walleye fry that will supply Iowa lakes and fish hatchery.
He says the eggs are removed from the walleyes and the fish are returned to the lake where they were caught to make room for the next night's catch.
Our broodstock lakes have excellent walleye populations, and the timing has been perfect. Staff have all the walleye they need to fill the jars to get 1,738 quarts of eggs.
Hildreth says that they worked on several different lakes.
Spent 5 nights at Storm Lake, 4 nights at Rathbuns, 2.5 nights on Spirit Lake, and 2 nights on Clear Lake. And in those short nights of efforts, like I said, they collected all the walleye they need to meet our goals.
The fish will be stocked into Iowa's lakes after growing to the proper size at the fish hatcheries. The weather is warming, and the tractors are chugging away as Iowa farmers are starting the planting season. Angie Rekines, a field agronomist with the Iowa State University Extension, says that she's seeing plenty of activity in the northern part of our state.
We still have anhydrous going on. We still have some dry fertilizer applications. There's been a lot of spring tillage going on, and there's even people planting. So I think we're running the whole gamut right now of spring field operations.
The new map released on Thursday by the Iowa Drought Monitor shows a slight improvement in all categories, though there is still a big splotch of red in northeast and east central Iowa, as 32% of the state remains under severe or extreme drought. Now, Rekine says, as always, rain will be key in the success of this next crop.
We need to have water in that soil profile, and our upper 6 inches to 12 inches have some decent moisture right now, but you get below about that top foot, it gets fairly dry, and as our crops grow, right, and roots go down, and they're going to be looking for that water, we're going to need some timely rains throughout this growing season.
The short-term forecast calls for rain late tonight and much of Tuesday. We will take our final break of this newscast. We'll have a look at your weather forecast and more next.
When the weatherman predicts a storm coming, you wonder if your insurance coverage is adequate. With the ever-increasing cost of materials and repairs, now is the time to review your insurance with a licensed insurance agent at Central Financial Group. We have the tools and knowledge to clarify your current coverages, as well as run quotes from the area's top-rated insurance companies to compare coverages and affordability. Contact an agent at Central Financial Group today to make sure you're properly protected. With offices in Algona, Emmitsburg, Wesley, and Britt, Central Financial Group, where you belong.
For over 30 years, Central Financial Group has been helping families of the surrounding communities protect the people they care most about. Through the use of a wide range of tools and product offerings, we can tailor a financial plan specifically for you. Give us a call today to schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. This is Andy Jansen, and it's our goal to make you feel more comfortable and in control of your financial future. Call our Algona office at 515-295-7748. Central Financial Group, where you belong.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC. Osaic Wealth, Inc. is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth, Inc.
Looking at your weather forecast right now, sunshine outside our studio, 43 degrees in downtown Algona. The forecast for the rest of your day calls for a high of around 78, sunshine likely as well, with east winds about 20 miles per hour. Tonight, windy with periods of thunderstorms late, a low of 54, wind southeast 20 miles per hour. Now, Tuesday, windy with some showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of around 60, wind southeast 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, occasional rain showers, cloudy skies. Otherwise, a low of 50, winds west 10 miles per hour. Middle of the week, more rain expected on Wednesday, a high of around 58 with winds northwest 25 miles per hour. Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies early. That'll give way to cloudy skies and rain overnight, a low of 42, northwest winds at 10 miles per hour. As we look here at your weather facts, the high yesterday reported 75, overnight low 44. Record high is 89. That was done back in 2003. The record low is 17 back in 1928. Average high is 58. The average low is 36. The sunrise today was set around 6:32. Sunset tonight set for 8:01. Sunrise tomorrow set for 6:30. And sunset for tomorrow night set for 8:02. Right now, sunshine outside our studio, 43 degrees in downtown Algona. And that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Hometown Radio News. It was brought to you here this hour by Central Financial Group, also brought to you by the Kossuth Regional Health Centers. This broadcast is available live and on demand on the Iowa State Bank webcast, Hometown Radio News, at AlgonaRadio.com. The next broadcast of Hometown Radio News comes your way here at 8:10, rather. Again, that's coming up here in the next hour, and that's right here on Hometown Radio. KLGA.
When you list at Farm and Home, they can help you market your home or property with the potential to quickly find the right buyer. They offer an experienced team that knows our local communities that will go to work for you. Tom Gielen, Jimmy Gielen, Leroy Huffman, Joe Muller, and Matt Muller, along with a network of over a dozen local realtors. That's teamwork that will get results. To list your property, call 515-295-2401 or visit their office in downtown Algona.
Nobody offers more variety or more choices than Nyman TV and Furniture in Bancroft. Hi, this is Dwayne Nyman, and with three floors of home furnishings, we have everything you need under one roof. We are a Lazy Boy Comfort Studio. We carry Restonic mattresses, LG TVs, and we're an authorized Dish Network retailer. The options are endless when you shop.